A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to understand. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. The end of today's Gospel tells us that Jesus taught the people in parables as they were able to understand. This was nothing unusual. In fact, teaching by use of parables was the normal way to teach at the time of Jesus. The great wisdom literature of the Old Testament was often taught in parables or story form. They were short comparisons to illustrate a point. As I said, parables were the teaching tool of the rabbis, and this was also characteristic of Jesus. And it seems that Jesus was a master of the art of teaching with parables. It is part of human nature to remember lessons learned through stories easier than pure abstract thought. The parables used today are about the growth of God's kingdom. Jesus uses parables to illustrate this growth. He was not speaking down to the people. He was meeting them at their level. These people lived close to the earth and knew how plants functioned. Although they didn't know scientifically, they were very familiar with the mysteries of growth and life. How would we stand up to the parables, hearing them for the first time? Are we open to their depth and wisdom? Or just write them off as cute little stories? Growth, real growth, takes a long time. Society today is one of quick turns around, instant messaging, instant replays, instant everything. Jesus can show us a better way of living by helping us to slow down and really experience what we experience. Jesus wants us to understand the mysteries, not only of the kingdom, but of every person he brings across our path. Jesus can only explain the deeper meanings to us when we slow down and are present to him in his word, and then in the reality behind or within his word. Through our baptism and confirmation, we have received the gift of understanding, to grasp the meaning of the scriptures on its many levels and the mysteries of our faith. God is always speaking to us, whether in his book of the scriptures or the book of nature and human events. He is always speaking of the mysteries of his kingdom, a kingdom that has already begun here and now, but is growing gradually over the centuries and will reach its full maturity when Christ comes again. Amen.